Come on. Come on.
Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Well, it's nice to know this song isn't too old for these two college girls. Because it probably would be in most settings.
It's got a good beat, good rhythm.
Great beat, great beat. Eric Lee Show, Nick Smith, welcome back. As all the songs we grew up on, everybody under 21 is like, this sucks. This is terrible. Welcome back. As we get a chance, we welcome in Sean Morrissey with director.
Yep.
The director of Chicago the Musical. Mm-hmm. And this is the big one for this semester, I assume?
Yep, the big musical in Kirkland.
And you were placed in charge of this one, I see. When the selection process came out, is this an easy one to pick, Chicago?
Well, I've been trying to push for this, or have been pushing to do this show for about 15 years. and it took a really long time for us to actually get the rights to it for some odd reason. Yeah, so
you don't really see it done a lot, I guess, because it's still active and travels.
Yeah, the tour I think is kind of done at the moment, the Broadway company is still thriving, and they were very protective about who could get the rights, and if the tour was going anywhere near it, it was hard to get the rights to it.
So Chicago the Musical, which is obviously Broadway way before, but the movie sure helped, which was, what was that, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Richard Gere?
Richard Gere, Renee Zellweger.
When did that come out?
That's a good question.
2002,
I
think.
Oh.
Okay, so you guys were youngsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got a couple. I promoted one of the wrong actresses. Piper Charlton is here, along with Hope Klessig. And welcome back. You've both been here before.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
Yeah, so this radio stuff's no big deal now.
We're all hats with this.
Tell me, first of all, Hope, you're a senior.
Yes.
Tell me about your role in this show.
Yeah, so I play Velma Kelly, who is one of the two murderesses. Well, I guess there's a few murderesses in the show. But so she is sassy, and she's sexy, and she's quick, and she's fun. She's fun to play on stage.
I guess I should start with, this is Bob Fosse.
Correct.
Who says murder's not an art? Cook County Jail gets turned on its ear when Roxy and Velma vie for the attention of the slick, hotshot lawyer Billy Flynn in an all-in game of survival of the fittest. Which of these merry murderesses, as you mentioned, will come out on top in this sexy, dazzling jazz-age musical? The music's fantastic.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Another wonderful school of theater and dance and Kirkland Fine Arts Center co-promotion. Piper, what are you Roxy?
No, I am Mama Morton.
Mama? Who's playing Billy Flynn? That's a pretty big role, right?
It is. It's a very big role. We actually have a first-year student playing Billy Flynn. His name is Spencer Avery.
Cool.
He's great.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's really good.
That's nice. How many total students are in the show?
There are 22 cast members and 4 swings.
Is that a big number compared to...
It's about average for an older musical. They're getting smaller and smaller as the musicals get more and more expensive to produce.
Gotcha.
They're writing them with fewer people in them.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be a huge weekend, obviously, starting up, because it is 3 shows, Friday night, 7:30, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 2. Tickets available for all 3 still, right?
Correct.
They are somewhere between $18 and $24, but there's not a bad seat in Kirkland, of course. And seniors and groups of 10, there's discounts available. You can go right to kirklandfinearts.com to scoop your tickets. Were you familiar with this already, Hope, with this show?
Yeah, I was. I mean, it's kind of like a staple in the terms of musical theater world.
Okay,
everyone knows all that jazz. And
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin. And Piper, where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Philly. I do remember you being from Philly.
Yeah, right?
It's weird because I was like, I was going to say Philly. I had a weird thing in my head because it doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah.
And you're both here as students of theater, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, and you got one more year. Yeah. Piper's a junior. Long term hope. You starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah. What's next?
I'm not sure yet. Plan to see what summer job comes out, and from there move to a city.
but this is still your world, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Are there a lot of options for moving to a city, or is it just the 3 or 4 great theater towns?
I think you can make a
How many Sullivans are there? You know, like this. I don't know if you're familiar with Theater on the Square in Sullivan.
Yeah.
You could make a summer there.
Yeah.
But how many are those all over the world?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of summer stock theaters around. And I mean, I think you can make a career in doing theater wherever you pick.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends on what you want.
Are you both musical theater only?
Yes.
Yeah, we're BFA musical.
Yeah, so that'll be you'll want to be singing wherever you go.
Right.
Yeah.
You got a year left. You
I do.
No light at the end of the tunnel yet?
Not yet, but we'll
then it,
get there,
then it
yeah.
snows on November 11th on us. It makes it even longer, right? You got a month until break, I think, or until the long break. How was this easy to cast? Tough to cast? 22?
It was hard to cast.
They're always probably always hard to cast.
Yeah, it's really hard to cast. And we were talking about this on the Fine Arts Friday show last week. It's just a big puzzle when you're trying to cast a show. Because we're also casting other shows at the same time.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So we have a limited talent pool, and we have to sort of shuffle people around, and we look for the right opportunities for the right students. And then, as I said the other day, we have a cast. We may have a cast all ready to go, but then discover that we don't have people to understudy the right roles within that cast. So somebody may get taken out, and somebody else replaces them because they're, you know, the right type or have the right skill set to be able to cover the roles.
Slightly familiar with the show, there's a pretty decent amount of dance in this.
Mm-hmm. Bucket load of dance.
I feel like the stars would shine. Or is a talent pool just thick enough that there are that many that are good at singing and the acting part and the dance part? I mean, there's a lot to these roles, right?
Yes, there is.
This isn't to downplay, like, a Phantom of the Opera or something that's just phenomenal singing. But you have a lot of talents.
Yeah.
A lot of irons in the fire on
it. Yeah, it's a triple threat show for sure.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We look for triple threats to bring them into the program so we can train them and make them as professionally viable as we can when they graduate.
Do you dance part of your life, Piper?
Yeah.
That's always been then.
Yeah, it always has been. Yeah, I definitely consider myself a triple threat.
Same?
I grew up playing sports more than dance. I started dancing junior year of high school, so I was a little late to the game. But
as long as you had rhythm, though, I bet it helped. Strength and
rhythm definitely helps.
Core. Yeah, absolutely. That's pretty important. Do you take a dual threat? Can you make them a triple? Or do you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just kind of what Hope had to do. When did you start dance?
Junior year of high school.
Okay.
But Milliken has helped immensely.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Has this been everything you thought it would be, Hope, coming here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It has been such a great time. It's bittersweet. The fact that I'm a senior is nuts.
when you chose Milliken, how do I want to word the question? How much did you know about it? Were you like, this is a home run hitter kind of school, or was it kind of small on your radar?
I knew about it pretty well because I had a few friends who had gone here before me. So I thought it was a great program and I would have loved to get in there, and then I got accepted and here I am.
Did you know you could conquer it, or was it kind of intimidating? How big was it in your head?
I think every audition I went into was intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to expect anything. So
you're at the end. What all have you been in? How many shows have you done?
My freshman year, I was in Heather's. I was a swing.
Ah, that's what
and,
you're here for. Yeah.
Yeah. And, then sophomore year, I was in 9 to 5. I was Dora Lee. And then I was in Carrie in the fall of last year at Pipe Dream Studio Theater.
Oh, okay.
And Chelsea Sunrise last year. I was actually with Piper in that show in the spring. And now we're here.
Cool. Piper, what all, junior year, what all have you been in?
Well, my freshman year, I was in the children's show, which we came here with, Denise Myers. Right?
Okay, yeah.
and then my sophomore year, I was a swing in Sister Act, which was another show that Sean directed. And then I did Chelsea Sunrise last year with Hope, and now here we are, my junior year.
Is this your biggest role?
I think so. Definitely at this school.
Yeah.
In high school, I played Elwoods, which I think is also a pretty
big
one. Which is funny, because those characters
amazing.
Are so different.
Yeah.
But,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Hope, biggest role? Is this?
Definitely in terms of triple threat here, yes.
Yeah. So when you have so much, 1 to 10, how much singing do you have to learn? I mean, how many songs are you singing? Like, is it? Is it harder to learn the musical part or the choreography for the dance?
For me, the choreography, because it's such a what's the word I'm looking for? Style. The style is so
specific.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
The original show was written for Gwen Verdon and Chita Rivera, who are, you know, world class dancers and considered to be two of the best ever.
No pressure.
So so it was really written not necessarily for the monster singer. It was really written for the dancer who is a really strong singer actor.
Yeah. Highly entertaining. If you get a chance to see this, as we go to break, by the way, I've got 6 tickets to give away to Saturday's show. And if you want 2 or 4, it's a race to call in when we go to that break. But Nick, if you want 4 and you're the first caller, you can get 4. If we get 3 2s, whatever it is, we don't want to give somebody else 6 of them, but at least a 4 and a 2. So we're going to take calls for that. It's highly entertaining, right, Piper? I mean,
it's definitely a spectacle of a show.
I feel like with this, probably knowing the movie more than having not seen the Broadway show, you don't have to like musical theater to like this.
Correct.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You could be entertained by this if you just like music, or you just like dance, or you just like a cool play, which was going to be a musical as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this isn't a pigeonholed kind of show whatsoever. Yeah.
And I think it's always fun to see a show that's based on true events. So it's kind of fun to know these Roxy and Velma are actually based on real people.
Who's playing your Roxy?
Maura Fowley.
Oh, that's Maura. Okay. Mm-hmm. So is she a senior too?
Yes.
So you said Billy was new. Was he a freshman?
Yeah, he's a freshman.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big role, huge role.
Yeah, it's like the girl that had the lead in Phantom.
Exactly.
Was a freshman. What's her name?
Sarah.
She went away for a while.
She was in London for a semester. Yeah.
She blew me away.
Or isn't?
Right. She is so talented.
Yeah. She's so talented.
Is she coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we sure she's coming back?
Yeah, she's in London.
They might just keep her.
There right now.
They might just keep her.
Well, it's our program in London.
I didn't know that. Okay.
It's Milliken's.
Oh, that's cool.
Milliken's program in London.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, have a blast. Will you do anything in the second semester?
We'll see. So we have auditions at the beginning of the semester.
This isn't your last show per se.
It could be, but we don't know.
But attack it like it is, maybe.
Yep.
Break all the legs. Have a great time. Congratulations on everything you guys have accomplished. It's great to have you back in. And Sean, have a great show.
Thank you.
Any other way to tell people how to get tickets? Do we think there might be some available last minute? We do procrastinate.
Yeah, there should be some available at the box office on the day of the show. So.
I mean, we're 2 days away. Friday night, 7:30. Saturday night, 7:30. Sunday at 2. Yep. And it's your opportunity to scoop some tickets.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
And again,
glad to have you.
18 to 24 bucks. You're not going to see Chicago the Musical for less than $25 any other time in your life.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
Here's your chance. Go get them.
Thank you.
Tickets. We got some giveaways. If you missed our conversation, by the way, Sean Morrissey, Hope Classic, Piper Charlton, they'll be available. You'll be able to re-listen to this at NowDecatur.com on the free NowDecatur app. Phone number is 875-1340, 875-1340. First caller, you can take 2 or 4. Second caller, you can have what's left. Or maybe there's a third caller. If you're interested, give us a ring, 875-1340, Chicago the Musical, on the campus of Milliken University at Kirkland Fine Arts Center for Saturday night. Again, these are for Saturday night at 7:30. But if that doesn't work, you can scoop tickets yourself to Friday night or Sunday at 2.